The opening of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society concerts are for the 18-19 season are starting this Sunday afternoon at St. John's Episcopal Church. The concert, Greg Kostraba and Friends, features Beethoven, Soash, Dvorak, and in the studio is indeed Greg Kostraba and Friends. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And, yeah, joining us, Jinty McTavish and Josh Airy. Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
How are you, John?
We know that this program is romantic, exciting. How do you put a program like this together? Because there's lots of repertoire for violin, cello, and piano.
Well, Margot Barlett and I had a conversation about a year ago about what about being on the program, and I suggested, well, I've worked with Josh before, and it would be nice to do some duos with him. And then I think it would be great to have Jinty McTavish come back to the area. She grew up here. She can tell you her story. But she grew up here and went to Bloomington and then Chicago and is doing some great things with the quartet she's in. So the plan came out that Josh and I would do the first half of cello and piano, and then the three of us would pair up. For the first time, we've never played together, all three of us, for a couple of trios.
I know fans of Beethoven and the piano trios that he wrote so many. This is one of those things that whether you play in a quartet or, you know, play in an orchestra, there's something dramatic about Beethoven. How is it to put this piece together?
Oh, man, it's so much fun. I'm obsessed with playing Beethoven. Most of what I play right now is the exact opposite of Beethoven. It's pop music range. So to be able to go back and play the music of this monster composer who's really just shaped the history of music so much is such a treat. And there's just something so joyful and heartening about playing the music of Beethoven. So I love playing this trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, there really is. And he writes so well for all three instruments. You know, some composers do that better than others. So unlike perhaps a Mozart trio or Haydn trio, to some extent, the cello actually gets some pretty cool stuff to play. And I get some great duets, not only with Jinty, but with Greg as well. So it's really a fun piece to put together. We've had a great time putting it together and look forward to sharing it with everybody.
It's hard to believe 100 years have gone by since Bernstein was born, but that same year, 1918, is when Debussy passed away. And I know one of the pieces on the first half is one of his very last works, the Cello Sonata. It's got to be fun to put something like this together. And really, it is such great chamber music between the piano and the cello.
It really is. It's one of my most favorite sonatas in the repertoire because of that reason. There's so much give and take with the piano, and it truly is not just a cello sonata. It's a cello and piano sonata, absolutely. You know, and Debussy's language, that impressionistic but really forward-thinking virtuosic language so much of the time in all three of the movements is really a treat and a joy to play and put together. It is challenging as well, and I love the rehearsal process and figuring out exactly how we're going to do this rubato or how we're going to put this little articulation together. And, you know, I think there's nothing better than working with Greg, working with a great player like Greg on putting a piece like the Debussy together.
And it's a lot of music in a small amount of space. This, while is a full sonata, a lot of it happens in 12 or 14 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. And the constant shifts, it's quicksilver from one mood to another, from one character to another. All of a sudden you think, well, he's going to be going this way for a while. And then all of a sudden it stops. He puts the brakes on it and then something else comes. It's so exciting.
My guests are Greg Kostraba and Friends, Josh Airy, who plays cello, and violinist Jinty McTavish, you might know from here in the area. She's back to perform music by Robert Musinski, Beethoven. It's a lovely program that opens the season for the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. It's at St. John's Episcopal Church Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Now, you mentioned you're playing pop music, and you're traveling all around the world. I think I see on your quartet, you guys are filming and doing all sorts of stuff. Is it important as a musician these days to be interactive in social media? And will we be seeing some shots from rehearsals and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. I actually need to do that. I have yet to do that. But social media is so important just to connect with your audience and build an audience, because we're trying to tour the world right now. We don't know people all around the world. So that helps us to do that. And I can attest, I spend hours a day planning our Facebook posts and Instagram, all of that. So, yeah, it's a big thing.
I imagine that this is a lovely program for kids of all ages, whether you've never heard Musinski or whether you're someone that has, you know, listened to Beethoven all your life. How is it to put together music like this that's quite familiar and maybe not so familiar?
Well, it's certainly a treat for the musicians. But as you said, John, you know, the fact that this music is both so diverse, so interesting, covers so many genres and forms, I think it makes it a really family-friendly experience and an educational experience as well, to go from a piece like the Beethoven and then play some Ravel and then play some Debussy and then play some Musinski. You know, we're covering a few centuries, really, just about in this program. And with all the different styles that are present, people are going to get a wonderful sense, a wonderful color sense, I think, of the music and all of the wonderful music that's out there for us to play and experience.
I know fans of Greg and his trio and quartet won't be surprised that some Rick Sowash is on this program. We heard some this last year with the Chamber Music Society. Is it important to connect and have composers who are living on the program?
Oh my goodness, it is such a fun thing to do. Robert Musinski was the subject of my doctoral thesis, so we're doing the third piano trio of his. And he died in 2011. I had lots of correspondence with him before he passed away. And there was just a time yesterday when he had a marking in there called sostenuto. And we didn't know what he actually meant by that. And I couldn't just call him up and say, Bob, what did you mean by that? I actually went back to my thesis to find out what it meant. But it's not quite the same. I mean, he's not with us anymore, but Rick Sowash is. And Rick is a friend of Josh's and myself, and we've met each other through Rick, so we can call Rick and ask him what he thinks about things. And what's really exciting about having him on the program is that the cello pieces that we're playing are part of Josh's new CD, which is coming out first part of October.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, definitely. My guests are Greg Kostraba, Josh Airey, and Jinte McTavish. Their concert is Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church. There's more at tippecanoechambermusic.org. It's the opening concert of the season. There's some incredible programs for the holidays, family. Kids of all ages are really welcome for this, and I know there's a lot of great education outreach that the Chamber Music Society does. I guess I'd end asking each of you, if you don't mind answering, what would you say to someone that's never been to a chamber music concert, or what would you say to someone that's never heard maybe Rick Sowash or Robert Musinski? What would you say to them to come to the concert?
Well, I would say that chamber music is something that's quite extraordinary to experience for the first time. Because maybe unlike a band or something like that, we are looking at each other constantly. We're it's almost like a circus act, honestly. And it's cool, you know? I think it's cool. So, yeah, I would encourage people to come check us out and try to listen to something that they haven't heard before. And who knows, you might just like it.
Yeah, I would say, there, as Jinte said, there's nothing like live music, and especially live chamber music. It's always a treat to see a musician play live, whether it's a pop artist or an entire orchestra. But chamber music, that connection that the three of us have in terms of communication to not only start and stop a piece or a section, but to be expressive in a way that we believe the music warrants, I think is a treat to see. It's certainly a treat to be a part of. And then finally, I would just say, you know, even if folks are perhaps intimidated or unsure of some of these big fancy names in classical music, come and enjoy the sound paintings that that we're going to give you. Again, the colors, the textures, they're so diverse and so wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
I don't really have much to add to that. Playing chamber music is one of the most joyous things that I do as a musician. I love being in front of an orchestra. I love playing solo piano, but the interaction with the musicians, especially people that I've known for some time, and we just bond and get together and start playing music for fun, it's really fun for us. But for an audience to be able to see that, I think, is exceptional. It's not you're just looking at one person showing off or sections of people playing the same thing, as exciting as that is, but having just a few musicians together, just seeing their interaction and hearing the music that comes out of it and what they've done in order to present all of these thoughts the composers have is really thrilling, and it's something unlike anything else.
And we're not on a big stage. It's so intimate. You know, we're close to you. It's like chamber music started in people's living rooms. And that's what we get to do and share that on a very intimate level. So it's a cool thing.
Well, the concert is coming up Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Debussy, Dvorak, Ravel, Sawash, Beethoven, and Musinski. Greg Kostraba and friends opening the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society concerts 18-19 season at St. John's Episcopal Church. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you,
Thank
John.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.